Hi, I'm Ryan Wilkie.
And I'm Jason, the creator of the Online Army Showcase. And we just got our hands here on HeroScape Swarm of the Marl. So let's go ahead and open this box up and see what you get with the new Master Set for HeroScape on this episode of the Tabletop Battlefield. Welcome to episode 22 of the Tabletop Battlefield, the official podcast of the Online Army Showcase at army.rocklesoftware.com. And I believe today was the official release date, at least according to Amazon.com, of HeroScape Swarm of the Marl, the new master set that's going to replace the old Rise of the Valkyrie that's been out for about, oh, I don't know, 3 or 4 years. So we're going to try a bit of an experiment here on the Tabletop Battlefield. We're trying to do this episode as, quote, live, unquote, as possible. So basically, it's Tuesday you're recording this. Usually it ends up going out on Thursday. But I'm going to actually try to get it done, basically do no editing, because we're going to do a lot of movement around here on the actual camera. So we'll be walking off and looking straight into the camera and showing stuff off. So instead of doing my normal little picture slideshow I could do while we're talking, it's actually going to be us showing you figures and things, walking back and forth. Because I want to try to get this done and out as soon as possible. So that's one reason why. So it's kind of the thing I'm playing with today and see how that goes. And so that's why we're going to get this done up tonight, hopefully Tuesday, at least the audio. Because also, come hopefully this weekend, I got one final little mini episode to do a fun little Halloween theme thing, and I'll show you guys how to do some kind of, you know, do-it-yourself construction stuff. So, let's get started here. Take a look first at the box. Let's go ahead and just bring this monster up here. As you can see here, it's got the giant Marl. I don't know what the thing's called, but the name will come up shortly.
Monsters,
yeah. It's got a bunch of the Marl Warriors and 5 new hero characters. Actually, like 3 new, because, you know, Raylan's back here. And so is Mr. Sergeant Alexander Drake.
Are they different this time?
Or Drake Alexander.
Yeah, they look a little different.
Yeah, they are different. They have different powers. So I've seen the cards already online, so I know kind of what we're getting into here.
Okay, so you're one step ahead of me already.
Yes, a little bit. So to give you one more idea of the whole format of the show, it's not obviously a formal review. We haven't really played this particular game, but we've obviously played a bunch of HeroScape before. So The reality is we probably won't do a formal review of this just because, well, it's very similar to the basic game we've played in the past. It's just basically an update to the whole system. But just for fun, we do have our So Sweet and Haterade cards out here ready to go. Just the kicks, you know, as we do in normal reviews. And Ryan already went off and said you have one So Sweet thing to start with. So,
yes.
What do you got?
Yeah, something that's so sweet is the box cover. It's just,
very pretty box.
Yeah, the artwork is very nice.
It's got the nice big monster guy. That's Major Q10, a new Alpha Prime. Mm-hmm.
I love the swords and the dragons. And just everything, it gives a lot of detail. And that's somebody that's different.
Yeah, these three are here. Sonlin, Major Q10, and Shirori are all new. They're all, and so I think all of the Marl are new too. But they have some new crazy weapons. They blow up in the face and things.
So yeah, and definitely how much you paid $42.99 for that? For the price, the box is very good.
And you do, in terms of numerical figures, you get a little bit less than what you got in the original Master Set, which it's actually hiding in the box, but. Like, the original one, you've got, I think it was 85 terrain tiles. This you have 75. And you got 30 figures in the original set. This you only have 24. But also, you can make the argument, this has got a lot bigger stuff. The last one was almost all little guys, with the exception of Grimmick and Mimring.
Oh, my.
Where this time around, we're going to mention this giant Marl monster guy here.
Yes.
You can see him down here in the corner. And this massive hive for the Marls. Which is an actual real unit. It's unit / terrain. Cause it's built on its own little 7-hex terrain base.
Oh, nice.
It gives you the ability. I think it respawns guys, but.
Okay, I want to be bad guys now.
You've always been the bad guys.
I know. I want to still be bad guys now.
All right, ready to open this box up?
Let's open it up.
Let's see if we can get that side. I'll dig in over here. Let's grab scissors right here. Need a knife?
Need a knife. I'm going to cut the box.
The one thing I never get about any of these games, though, is they come in the box so nice and neatly packed, and there's no way in heck, after you play this, are you going to get those things back in that box. I don't care how hard you try, it's not going to happen. I found out the original Master Set. The original Master Set had all the terrain, all the figures in the same box. We took it out, played with it. I put it back together. I could only get the terrain in there. Nothing else. So,
oh, well.
This goes a little bit. Oh, wow, there's a monster.
That was just a small Jason rant. I'm sure we'll have more. Dang, look at this dude.
You see, yeah. Here's what I mean by monster, this hive thing. Let me go bust out an old figure so we know kind of size in here. So what do you got? What are you looking at there?
Here, I was looking at the glyphs.
Oh, is there a new set of glyphs?
Yes, I think so.
Here we go.
Unique. Ooh, what's unique attack about? Or are we going to get into that later?
Oh, unique attack.
Yeah, unique attack.
This one. Interesting.
Yeah, it's not just attack; it's unique.
So I'll give you here a quick size comparison. Here we got the hive from the new set here, and Memring. Oh, my wing's fall. Wing's falling off Memring.
It's had too many battles.
Yeah, it's been through hack and back. it's assembled right. Memring from the old master set. So it's pretty good size. It's a little bit bigger. Definitely more mass to it because it's got.
It looks like something from Halo 3.
Yeah, kind of floodish, isn't it?
Yeah,
the little things growing there.
It does.
You shoot those things, and all sorts of little crazy guys come racing out after you.
Yes.
But I think, is this thing, I don't know if this thing fits on the terrain, if it fits, like, as part of the terrain. I'm not really sure. I think it has its own base, though, because it's got these little plug hole things here. Mm-hmm. So it looks like it sticks down on something. I assume it's in here somewhere.
So, obviously, you can't move it around.
No. It just sits there. I'm pretty sure it spawns guys. Its stats card's going to be in there. Where's the new rule book at? Like,
I didn't see any book.
Is it in there?
Yeah, it is.
Okay, like there better be a rule book for this.
That would be a really big grant from you. Anything else?
Crappy packaging. We expect that from WizKids, not these guys. Well, I don't think even WizKids would forget to put a rule book in their game.
Oh, nice. Are you going to talk? Because I just will look
go
at these.
Go for it.
Look at these for a second.
You can look through those. You can talk about those in a second here. What do we got here? Ooh, I like posters. Is that what this is? Careful. That's kind of a mini poster. That is just beautiful. Look at that. It's like every single figure from the original set.
Oh, nice.
The castle in the background.
Why did you ever get these dragons, these green dragons?
I actually got a few of them.
Oh, you do?
I just got them like about 2 weeks ago. They're from the very original set before I even played the game.
We haven't played in a while, so we need to start playing again.
Where are those guys?
Drive time.
I got them.
Oh, nice.
Tucked away in my big... I can't really see my big giant tub. This is hilarious. A game tub I got here. Oh, here it's HeroScape, MechWarrior stuff, Halo, some other things. But yeah, here's this poster they gave me. This thing is absolutely beautiful. It's like I said, it's got just about every single figure from the original set on here. But like what I say with the Viper guys, the reason I never had any was they're from set Wave 1, which came out like right after the game came out. And they just haven't been available. I actually was walking in the Target store like a week ago, and I was like, holy crap, that's Wave 1. And I saw a box of them there on the bottom, like, because I've never ever seen them before, because they've almost always been sold out. But so I haven't actually got to play them yet. Collection 8. Oh, are those new guys?
What are you looking at?
Well, there's, it's got even the next upcoming set coming out here. Because on the back here, they got little pictures of all the sets, it looks like, that ever came out for the game. They got up here at the top two master sets. They've got Marvel HeroScape. Wrong company again. The Castle set, the Orm's Return, all these. Basically, you know, all the sets. You're probably familiar with them if you played HeroScape before. This is a beautiful poster. It's going up my wall somewhere. Did you look through the unit cards?
A little bit. I browsed through them.
Anything you immediately see that you're liking?
Well, the fact, it seems like the miniature guys, there's a lot
the
of these
troopers?
Guys, yeah, the troopers, yeah, I'm sorry.
The blafed.
Jason starts getting a paper cut, or a knife cut.
A little more than a paper cut.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's looking at that, so sweet in the poster, so sweet.
I see, one thing that, struck me was that, like, these minis, the Nagrubs, the Stingers, and the Drudge.
Mm-hmm.
They all have one life, so there's obviously they got to have some special ability that causes them. There's two for each of them. There's two cards for each of them, so there's a lot of them. So they must have some special ability to swarm or
destroy guys, somebody. You know, the trooper guys always have one life.
Yeah.
There's two of them? Wait, there's two cards of each?
Yeah, so I'm thinking they must have a special ability in groups.
Oh, you're right.
Yeah.
There are a whole horde of... Oh, wow. That's... Oh, geez. Okay. Yeah, that's... Okay, that's a lot of Mara. How many... Well, let's do the math. There's 24 figures overall, 5 heroes. That's 19 Mara, right? My process of math.
I believe so.
Nature Q9, Machine Pistol, Wrist Rocket... Solan, Dragon Healing, oh yeah, the little dragon rides on him.
Okay, even though you like this dude, I'm going to
go for it.
Do some stuff. Okay, here is the big monster dude.
I want to look through the rule book anyway, see if anything's changed quickly.
See, there he is. Very nicely done. His name is Tor Golnar, and he's got 6 life, very nice, 6 space move. He's got a special ability called Trample Stomp, and I'm not exactly sure what it's supposed to mean, but it sounds cool.
I think you just charge through people and do damage to them when you're moving. Okay.
Ooh.
Not adjacent. Moving under overhang.
Okay. So it's a minor... It's a minor ability. I think the biggest thing is his defense and his attack.
6 life.
Yeah, and 6 life. I mean, his attack is 6 dice and his defense is 5 dice. So this dude's pretty much unstoppable.
He uses your heavy tank to do things.
I definitely will use him.
I don't see any immediate obvious changes in the rule book. Except here's all the new Oh, okay, that's what unique attack is. The new glyphs. The unique attack was any unique figure gets a +1 to their attack.
Wait, what is it?
Unique attack. Any unique figure gets may add 1 to their attack die.
Oh, so if a normal figure goes in that glyph, then they can't have it.
Nah.
Okay.
If a normal figure is standing on it, your army still gets it, but that normal figure doesn't benefit from it. They have to be a unique figure to benefit from it.
Okay. Oh, so in the rules, if any one person in your army. Stands in the glyph, that anybody else can have that effect?
It depends. Usually, in this case, it says, any figures in your army. Some may, say only people stand on this glyph. So
okay. It depends on what glyph it is.
Yeah.
And you just gotta check up on the rules for that.
And then, Morrow Hive rules.
No, these are nice.
What are those? These are sick looking.
The little dogs.
Morrow dogs. That's just disgusting.
They're called Mardin Nagrubs. That's an interesting name.
30 points. There's little pansy little guys to race up and just probably tie people down so you can't shoot at other people.
Mm-hmm. And they can. Looks like they can move around all over the place. They can climb. They have bonding, so they have Hive Lord life bonding, which means you can. You can take a first turn with any Hive Lord you control, like what you can do with the Vikings, where you can they have that ability to where you can control any Viking hero before they take a turn. These have the same ability.
Are you serious?
With any Hive Lord. So you can take this dude and you can put all the move spaces on them and move this dude 3 times along with these guys.
Oh, okay, yeah. Oh.
That's nice.
You destroy him.
I like that.
I learn.
So wait, okay. I'll have another show suite.
Before taking a turn, okay, what is it?
The show suite is that, because now it gives me a nice edge to you when I face you with these bad guys.
You may first take a turn. Before moving the shows in High Lord, you have to destroy one of these guys to do it, though.
Hmm?
Because, it says here, before taking a turn with the Mara and Narglubs, you may first take a turn with any Hive Lord you control. Before moving the shows in Hive Lord, Oh, never mind. Oh, gee, that's disgusting.
What?
If you can just sacrifice these guys to heal him.
Oh, nice.
So, yeah, the bonding is normal, but if these guys are adjacent to that monster when you do the bonding, he can kill one of these guys, and basically he absorbs their power. Oh, that's disgusting.
That is nice. I like that.
There's, 6 of them out there, I think? Yeah.
Yeah, there is.
Oh, this is going to be a crazy game to play with. plus, obviously, all the old figures are back, except...
You know, even though you said that we don't have to do another... Heroescape Edition. We might just do a podcast just from a game we played because these war is just too interesting not to do it.
Yeah, we'll have to... I'm saying we're not going to do a formal review of it because it's not really necessary. Well, I don't think so, but let's see.
Just a fun review.
I think the only issue of conflicts are, I don't believe you can have both, like, Alexander Drakes or both Raylans in your army, which makes sense.
Why not?
Because they're two of the same person?
They got different abilities. They can have twins. Is that in the rule books where you can't have?
Let me thumb through it though. Because I remember glancing that online when I was looking through this stuff. Unique heroes of the same name. If you're combining the Swarm of the Morrow Master Set and the Rise of the Valkyrie Master Set, you'll notice that each set has a Raylan and a Sergeant Drake Alexander. A player cannot have two unique heroes of the same name. For example, a player cannot have Swarm of the Morrow Raylan and Rise of the Valkyrie Raylan. So you gotta choose which one you like better.
So now, so far in the story, now the Morrow, or what's that? What's that symbol?
That's Ukkar. Okay. Little evil guys.
Okay, Ukkar people have defected from everybody else, right? Or the Morrows have defected from everybody.
That was a rumor. There was a rumor about that, but I don't think that's the case. But okay. Yeah. This is a long story to read here. That may be the case. When I got a moment here, I'll sit down and read that, so I'll let you know by the end here. Let me bust
nice.
Open the terrain. What's this thing do?
Okay, what is this? Which one is this? I think it's...
He's got those things. What kind are those?
Morrow Stingers.
Show him a nice... Morrow Stinger. This guy right here has a massive gun. I think they blow themselves up if you blow the shot though or something, don't they?
Zero. You may roll a 20. If you roll 1-4, you must destroy a Morrow Stinger.
Yep.
Okay, if you roll 5 and 9, add 0 attack to the value of this card. If you roll 10 or higher, add 1... Okay. So, it's a nice ability, but it's, you know... It's not important, really.
Yeah, the Morrow Hive, you can respawn guys. So you have a chance to respawn any common squad Morrow figure. And places it right back next to the Hive. So, but it's not very...
Where is...
It's not very powerful, though. It's pretty wussy. If you get, playing on defensive, too. So if you get someone up there, it's going to go down in a hurry.
There's nothing else? No special ability for that defense?
I don't think so, because you can... I don't think so. You gotta rely on your army to protect it, that's all.
Well, this is another strategy that I don't like.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm gonna look at this.
I think it's a legal unit for normal gameplay. So I know, like, there's a couple scenarios, obviously, you get with this, just like the original HeroScape. And then that thing shows up in there. So let's see, because there's new terrain type here. Busting open the terrain pack. We got here. It's like a swamp, so we can find out what that does. Which character that you're looking at there?
It's Sonlin. He's like the archer dude. He must be the archer's dude cousin.
Disgusting green swamp water. Isn't that nice?
Oh, nice.
What's he up to?
Huh. Okay, this dude right here is Sonlin, as long as I'm saying that right. He's got a nice...
He's got his dragon on his shoulder.
Notice the dragon on his shoulder. It's very, very important. Mm-hmm. Basically, what he can do, I mean, he's got 6 life. He's pretty nice. He has this move called Dragon Healing to where he can heal a wounded hero. And then dragon swoop to where his dragon can fly off his shoulder and wound an enemy, basically. So that's nice. And he has a range of 6 spaces. Yeah, he's just like his cousin.
So the new swamp water is, like I just showed you here, this dark green stuff.
Oh, we have something new.
Yeah, it's basically like, you know, 0 elevation, like water, but it says... Unlike moving onto water, when you move onto a swamp water space from any other space, you may continue moving if you have moves left.
Oh,
so, you
nice.
Know, water, you have to stop movement, and this you also keep walking
swamp,
through it.
Swamp water is kind of firm, so.
Yeah.
Oop. Depends on what kind of swamp you're in, though.
So, I'm trying to see if there's some. You know, there's obviously this new stuff here. The little. I'll try to get this thing open.
That's nice. Look at it. It's got little. Actually, it's a cross between. The Flood in Halo and Alien. You know, like, Aliens from Alien?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's really weird.
Here's the other middle terrain type. I don't know if it does anything fancy yet, but it's like a darker green grass color. Because there's still a little bit of the original grass, but I guess this takes place in the dirty, disgusting swamp. So, get a bunch of new colors from the thing.
See what? Okay. Yeah, not that much points. Okay. I was thinking, if it didn't have much of a defense,
then it wouldn't be, it would be less points, and it is. Yeah, it's got somewhat less points.
Let's get this guy out of the way here.
Ooh, that is sweet.
Because I don't see anything about the other type of terrain. So it looks like swamp water is only a special. So I'm looking, looking at the normal. Yeah, it looks like the swamp, the green like swamp stuff is just normal terrain. Nothing fancy about it. So the only thing new is that swamp water. So. Is that Q10?
Mm-hmm.
The new... What are these guys called? From Alpha Prime. What are they? Solbergs.
Oh, Solberg guys.
So you get to tag along with Major Q9.
This Major Q10 is a little bit different than from his other predecessors. He's a little bit more mobile. He's got a nice range, and his this pistol and special attack is just sweet. The only problem is he's got less lives, I believe, and he's got less defense. So,
what's his life? How many does he have?
4 lives, and he's got a defense of 5, which is still good, you know, because he's a Solberg. But unlike his cousins, he's got less defense. Yeah.
Q9.
Because you can tell from the artwork that he does look a little more mobile. He can move around better.
Yeah, I think Q9 has 6 defense, but I think Q9 also has 4 life, too. So it's the same life, but it's just not quite as solid a defense. How many points does he have? How many points is that guy?
150.
Yeah, he's a little bit cheaper too. I think Q9's 180. User guard is like the best 180 you can spend. So let's see here. I want to see how much the new rail level.
Oh, that's nice.
Is that a normal trooper? Oh, jeez.
Yeah, the artwork on these things is just incredible.
It's like they're dual wielding pistols here. There's new. Which ones are these guys? They are the.
Nice. They're the Maro Drudge.
The Maro Dredge or Drudge?
Drudge.
Drudge. Maro Drudge. I got these little...
Guess what? That's,
pistol
guess,
things here.
Guess what? That shoots out their guns, you know? Drudge.
Oh, is that what...
That is so cool.
Let's see here. Where's the new railing? Let me see how she looks.
Checking out railing. We'll check out.
She looks a lot cooler. A lot more detailed. And where's my old figure box? Let's see if I can... Is there anyone sitting near the top any chance? I doubt it, but... Yeah, no... Wait. Yes, she is. Yeah, there is a huge artwork improvement between these. Here's the classic rail in here, and here's the new one. I mean, get them nice up and close there, and then you see the original one. There's a very nice improvement in the quality of the artwork, I think. At least, maybe to some extent. The new one's definitely a little more detailed.
Mm-hmm. I like her wand, you know.
Yeah, it's got a little more artwork to it than this basic spear that's kind of drooping. Cheap plastic. Question is, is she any better than the original one? What's she got? More points. New one's 120, the old one's 80. Raylan may attack any or all figure. Oh, wow. That's pretty sweet. She just basically spins around and attacks everyone that's adjacent to her. So, you know, she's definitely a more aggressive player, because originally, you know, she had, their main ability was to boost everyone else's defense up, so you wanted to keep her basically safe without getting killed. Let's see, all figures, and she still has a defense aurora, but it's not quite as good. It's longer, 6 spaces versus 4, but it's only 1 dice bonus instead of 2, so depends what you want. If you want a more aggressive, more, you know, power fight, kind of close-in fighter railing, you go with this one. If you want the more defensive supporting role, you go with the old one.
Okay, I just checked out this Shiori, I think that's what she's called. It's a little ninja lady. But it's a human ninja. Did they have any more ninjas in the... I know they have samurais, but I don't know if they have ninjas.
Yes, there is actually a strange pack of ninjas. I saw one at Toys R Us. I was going to buy it, but I decided not to.
Oh, no kidding. Okay.
But yeah, well, it's like Wave 3, I think, has some ninjas and samurais in it.
Okay, well, right now she's just alone, but... very stealthy, has a special ability to where she can add 1 to her attack and defense if she has an reveal card. She got a phantom walk where she can move through figures without leaving engagement.
Which doesn't affect the hive, by the way. It's in the rules.
What?
The shadow walk, she can't walk through the hive. It's the one exception.
Okay. And then she's got a shuriken special attack where she can attack with her little shuriken blades that she has.
Nice stealthy little figure.
Let's see here. I'm trying to find the base. Interesting. Oh, that is the base. Okay. I'll get to that in a second. I got it so sweet, I want to pull it right off the bat.
Okay.
So sweet. We're talking the new Sergeant Alexander. No, Drake Alexander. I must have called him wrong all this time. I just called him Sergeant Alexander Drake. I guess I was wrong. Okay.
Oh, Drake Alexander.
Yeah.
Oh, Alexander Drake. Drake Alexander. What's it?
Well, difference? Anyway, new figure. I haven't looked at his stats yet, but he's freaky sweet. He's got, like, this little robotic attachment to his arm. It looks like, wait, that replaces his arm.
He's got the same Thorian speed like he had before.
Okay. Oh, well, he's still cool. I thought it was like he got his arm blasted off and it was like this robotic attachment to his arm. But it's like an enhancement.
There is an attachment to his arm. It's just attached to his arm. He's got grapple arm, but I think it does something different than it used to do. Pistol fire special
grapple,
attack.
Why don't you put a big gun on it?
Well, instead of his normal move, Sergeant Drake Alexander uses Grapple Arm. Grapple Arm has a move of 4.
Oh, is grappling... Is it do grappling
damage? Oh, yeah. When counting space is grapple arm, ignore elevation, so it doesn't matter how high it is.
Okay.
You can use it. Drake may grapple over water without stopping, over figures without becoming engaged. Wow, he just can grapple anywhere. It's like being Link in Zelda. Drake may not grapple more than 45 levels up or down. Okay, well...
If you make
something that has 45 levels, which I don't think is very possible, I guess since there might be tournaments or something that they might have that.
That's 4 levels of the castle. That'd be, yeah, about 4 levels of the castle up, because each one's about 11 for the castle.
Pete.
Woo, that's a massive thing.
Yes.
That's so cool, though. It's almost only 25. It's quite an improvement, then.
Yes, it is.
And it's a little bit better, too, because the old one you had to be... like, next to something, then he'd fire it up. This one looks like he fires it and pulls himself.
Does the old one in Relative have the same type of life and moves? And
he's a little bit better. He had the same attack, better defense. He only had 3 defense last time, I believe. Okay. And 6 life sounds about right. Mm-hmm. So.
Nice.
Here's the base of the Hive. You see, because the Hive comes on the swamp water here. It's a fixed 6 hex piece. And you see the little holes there. Somehow he snaps. I guess it just kind of sits in there. It doesn't want to snap on. Yeah, so it just kind of sits in the base, and that goes in the train somewhere, somehow, so.
And this thing can hurt people, right?
It's got a pretty, it's a weak attack. It's like a 1 dice or something.
Nice.
Yeah, it's just a rain, yeah. Just, if you walk up to it, it's like, yeah, pretty much. It's not going to hurt most guys out there. But hey, it's better than nothing. At least you got to, you go down, sort of swinging. I don't know. How do they get attacks? It's like, it bends itself over and taps you in the head.
Okay, I got a Haterade.
Go for it.
Just thinking. Haterade, and this is a very low key.
Show it to the camera.
But
show the card to the camera. In your face! Crazy in your face live. Sort of live chest.
Sorry,
we want to call a live show.
Okay.
We're cheating, we know.
My Haterade is the fact that, I mean, even though, they, since there's not as many figures as there was in the one pack that you have, that they couldn't do more with the tiles and stuff, you know? That it's like they expanded on the figures and made the figures look better and expanded on those, but the tiles are still, you know,
same basic thing,
besides
yeah.
the swamp water and stuff. I mean, they could have done something, you know? Made something look more interesting.
Here's the dice. You got your old 20-sided dice.
I hope that one's more lucky than the last one.
It rolled 20!
Well, you rolled it. Here, let me have it.
Your turn. Is that a 1? What a great
okay,
way to start it
this
off.
This dice doesn't like me either.
20-sided?
No, it's just telling me. I'm number 1.
Let's try this again. Was that
19?
That's a 19. Oh, heck yeah, 19.
15.
Oh, well, you're getting better.
It's like this takes a lot of experience or something.
So let's see, what else we got in the box in here? We've gone through most of the figures so far. You got your dice back. Obviously, you played HeroScape before. You've seen these. Nothing terribly fancy or new. Just your usual little... I think the exact same things you got in the original ones.
Order markers.
Ooh, the new order... They're green.
They are green.
Birdie.
Swampy looking.
Are they all the same things? 1, 2, 3, and X?
Yep.
Let's see, what else we got?
Don't drag your wire.
Oh, whoops.
Ours are getting crossed up.
Yeah, we'll do the best we can. Interesting. You got your usual blood tokens here. There's also a brown one and a black one. I wonder what the brown one's for. The black one's obviously a turn counter from the original one. There's a brown one here. It must go to some special unit. It probably, it must be used to keep track of something. Like, the old airborne guys had their grenade token that, like that. Oh, well. We'll think them up later when we have time to sit down and play some games with this.
Mm-hmm.
We're running toward, kind of close to the end here. We got more minutes if you get something.
Not really.
Well.
Ooh, wait a minute. Look at this.
That's new.
It's greener.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's like it's supposed to be like a swamp.
Okay, nice.
So let's see. Where's the glyphs at? It's the last thing we have. I don't think we've done that yet. There we are. There are the glyphs. What are these? Just more terrain pieces here. let me run through the list of glyphs. Whoops, I'm dropping my dice.
You want to run them and I'll just show them?
Sure, why don't you? Let's see, get out the glyph of Yulvania.
Okay.
Or Yulvania, the unique attack plus one. And there's glyph of Krevkor, common attack plus one.
Wait, where's that?
Oh, I don't know. In the stack somewhere. Glyph of Krevkor.
Here, take the one. Yeah, you already used this one.
Is that the one? Yes.
Okay.
Ooh, that's pretty. Little treasure chest with some... That's the common attack plus one. That's like a more run... Oh, is that more run down? Like, oh, that's weird. It's like a little inscription of some guys like in a stone.
Mm-hmm.
Which one you got there? You got the glyph of Wannock is up next.
Wait, which one?
Oh, that's kind of cool. Glyph of Wannock. The wound token?
Oh, Wannock. Oh, so you receive a wound if you land
on
it?
Well, if you roll a d20 and roll 1 like you just did, then you receive a wound. Otherwise, a 2 through 20, you actually get to inflict a wound on an opponent.
Oh, nice. Look at the skull. I love the skull. That is so sweet.
The Glyph of Thorian. Ooh, this is... Any Sergeant Drake Alexander player know what Thorian is. All opponents' figures must be adjacent to your figures to attack them with a normal attack. So everyone in your army gets Sergeant Drake Alexander's ability. Does he still have that in this one? The Thorian speed?
Yep.
Yeah, okay, yeah. Same thing.
That's nice. It's got a nice little helmet on it, too.
A pit trap. The glyph of Proftaka? It's a pit. It's called the pit trap.
That's interesting.
Oh, okay. It basically you're trapped there until a friendly guy walks up and helps you out.
Really?
Yeah. Your figure is trapped. The trapped figure cannot move from this space. The figure can move off a glyph of whatever if a friendly figure occupies an adjacent space.
Interesting.
Oh, there's a little brown token comes into it. And now you have the glyph of Brandar, which, just like the other one, is an artifact you can use for any kind of special abilities and whatnot.
Nice little... like pentagon type wheel.
Yeah, same exact thing you have in the original set. Temporary glyphs. Here's a little brown token comes in. The glyph of Nilrind, negation. When your figure stops here, you may choose an opponent's unique figure. Roll on the 20-sided die. If you roll a 1 to 4, nothing happens. If you roll a 5 to 20, place a gold negation marker. That's the one I called brown. Apparently, it's still see gold. Marker on the chosen figure's army card. All that figure's special powers are negated for the rest of the game.
Oh, nice.
Oh, that is just sick and disgusting.
Nice.
And it looks like there's no way to get rid of that.
It gives the element of chance, to...
And that's a temporary glyph, so it's one use and it's gone for the rest of the game.
Okay.
The last one there, the glyph of Oreld, Intercept Order. When you roll one of your figures, when one of your figures stops here, roll 20-sided die. If you roll 1 to 9, nothing happens. A 10 to 20, you may remove one random order marker from an opponent's army card. So you can try to basically screw over your opponent a little bit for one turn.
Nice little map.
And the last little thing I want to touch on, I guess, we'll kind of give it a so sweet. It's halfway there to where I want to see people go with this game. And it's actually, in the scenarios, they introduce a campaign system, sort of. Basically, there's a couple different games here. I guess a Campaign Master Game 1, Exploration Part 1 down here. So basically, you've got, I think, three different scenarios where they're linked together, where the same hero characters go from one to the next. And if they happen to die in one, then they don't come back in the next one. So a little bit of, you know, carry-on effect there. Other than that, what do we got? We got a bunch of different, a bunch of new, you know, scenarios, same kind of stuff. So, is there a
new type of maps to use?
Here's our 35 minutes are up.
Time's up.
So anyway, I think we did a pretty good job of dissecting this set, showing you guys what's in and what's not. So stop, that's getting annoying. I think this doesn't stop until you actually turn it off. So, but anyway, so I guess we're looking forward to playing with this. Hopefully, maybe this weekend I might have some time laying around. Oh wait, no, you're gone all weekend, aren't you?
Except Sunday, but then we're Sunday night, so.
Well, we'll see what happens. Sometime coming up soon.
Soon, yes, very soon.
But a few other topics. Obviously, I think the last thing I mentioned, we're going to actually be talking about Warhammer 40K Apocalypse, the whole new massive rule set. But we had some scheduling conflicts with Graham. We couldn't get him on this time around. So very shortly, we really want to get him on. We want to talk about that. But also the new Chaos Codex. He plays the Thousand Suns Chaos Army, which that came out back in September. So he's been looking through that. And he really is liking what he's seeing, like some very disgusting, sick new powers for his army. So he's going to talk some about the tactics of that he's going to start using in the future. So that's also going to be coming up. And as I mentioned, my fun little surprise episode, hopefully I want to get done this weekend. I'm really hoping to do it. It's a fun little Halloween theme thing. Some other crazy stuff I've been working on.
Crazy stuff.
Oh, it's very messy stuff. Like, way back in the summer, I was talking about building a very massive terrain object for a game. The giant duct tape cover things I had in a room for the whole summer?
Yes.
Yes. I finally got working on those. I still not going to say what it is. It's still kind of a surprise, but if you go look at the pictures on the website, I'll put the link in the show notes. You can probably tell what it is right now, because stick both halves together and you form a nice big egg shape. And I think if you know a certain game that it's from, there's five games it's from, one of them obviously has very big egg-shaped things in it, and you'll know exactly what it is. But I started doing fiberglass work. You ever been molding fiberglass? Basically, it's, one, toxic.
Oh, it is?
Very toxic.
Is that where you're looking on podcasts to see how to do that kind of stuff?
That would have been something else.
Okay.
Like, so that's why I was got my little mask here to protect me from the stuff. It's really cool. Yeah, it's...
I am your father.
It literally says in the can, long-term exposure will cause brain damage and such, so you gotta wear this kind of stuff when you're doing it.
Yeah, so we don't even have brain damage yet.
But it's very, very messy, too. Because what it is you basically have this cloth-like stuff that's made of fiberglass. You stick it on your mold, and you dab this resin, goopy resin glue stuff all over it. And it hardens in a very kind of hard plastic-like structural integrity.
Now, where do you do this? Do you do this outside or in your room?
Oh, I actually... Oh, no, I didn't do it here. Because
Good.
I bought it, like, last Saturday it was, or last Friday or something, when I bought all this stuff. And I actually went out here outside to try to start working on it, because we live in a little townhouse complex. There's about, maybe, right in this little area, it's probably about 30 other townhouses right in this area. I've done other stuff out there. I've done my resin molding. I've done spray painting. It's usually not too bad. I open up the can of the stuff, and holy crap, the resin just reeks.
We're gonna have the toxic waste people show up at our door, you know, with all their masks and their suits. Like
I poured some out and
started mixing
it, and it was so bad. Even I could smell a little bit seeping through the mask. It wasn't a perfect seal, but I just kind of, just out of curiosity, I kind of walked around the corner here of our townhouse, pulled a mask off. I could still smell the stuff. I'm like, okay, I can't do this here. I can't do this now. So I quickly poured
it. You live here too.
In. Yeah. Fortunately, it dissipated pretty quickly. There wasn't any serious problems with it, but it just absolutely reeked. So I went back to my parents' house and did it there, where the little more open areas, not as obviously nearly as clustered.
And your parents didn't mind that?
No, they didn't mind. Okay, good. And it's also the windy day, so the windy day helped the smell spread a lot faster around. But it's really, really sticky because it's like a glue. And in fact, here you can see little threads of fiberglass stuck to the edge of the mask. How that got to my mask, we'll discuss that later. But
why? Is it splashed around or something? Were you bathing and stuff?
I just reach up and, you know, I touch my mask or something, and your gloves get covered in the stuff. And, it's. But I will show you how to do that. It's going to be a lot of fun when we actually do that on the show. But that's not coming for another couple months. So I think that's all I've got to talk about tonight. We've been at this for about 40 minutes, 45
minutes.
Yeah,
something like that.
Usual length. I don't think I have any other stories to talk about. Ooh, I should have one more little thing. for the apocalypse stuff. If like the Tau Empire, I made little Tau marker lights that are based on LEDs that basically you can sit down and they're going to glow as you know where your little laser sights are guiding your weapons to. So that's on the Online Armor Showcase too. The link will be in the show notes. With that, I guess any... let's see, anything else I want to say? No, I'm good, so...
Nice set.
Oh, he's Ryan. Words. That's what I was trying to get him to say. Like,
what?
Say your name.
Oh. Oh, yeah. Okay, yeah. I'm Ryan Wilkie.
And I'm Jason. And of course, questions, comments, send them to jason@rocklessoftware.com. And we'll see you again probably pretty shortly, probably less than a week. So have a good night.
Copyright 2007 Rocko Software, licensed under the Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial License. The intro music down with everything is by The Transfer, was acquired from www.pazevaudio.com.
We're going to have this. Welcome to an after show. This is going to be interesting. Back at the start of the show, I said there's no way in heck you're getting all that stuff back in the box. We've got all scattered across our table. We're going to try to do it. Was I right or wrong? Let's find out, Ryan.
Okay.
Okay, well, figure box is not closing already.
This isn't the right rail. This rail belongs over here.
Oh, okay, that's the problem.
Oh no, I missed a glyph.
There were big sheets to come with. I just broke them all apart. What the heck was I thinking?
We have an empty bag. We have an empty bag that I don't know where.
I think it'll all fit. It's wrong that I don't screw things up too bad. So I'm slowly heading towards that direction.
I'm going to put this glyph in the empty bag. There. Okay. Now it's filled. Looks like
this. Fit over it? No, it won't fit.
All right.
Some difficulty, but we had a marginal victory. Yes. All right, that's enough. Have a good night, guys. See you later.
Schrodinger's Cat Paradox by C. Jax is released under a Creative Commons license and was acquired from www.pazevaudio.com.